Welcome to FedScoop Radio, and now your host, David Stegen.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to FedScoop Radio for Friday, May 3rd, 2013. I am your host, David Stegen. It is Friday, one of the best days of the week, the end of the work week. I hope everybody out there has some fun stuff planned for the weekend. It's going to be a lovely spring weekend from all I know. Actually, I don't know. I never look at the weather reports, but it's been so nice the last few days. Have to assume it's going to be a great weekend. Want to know what I'm going to be doing? I'm going to be in the hospital. My wife is scheduled to be induced with our first child this weekend on Sunday. The process is supposed to start, if she does not give birth, pretty much in the next 45 minutes. So I'll be doing that. In the meantime, we have some great federal IT stuff to talk about. The one big thing that came out on Thursday was the White House has introduced the first version of its application programming interface, otherwise known as an API, for the online petition site We the People. Developed in part during the White House hackathon, the API provides read-only access to data on all petitions that pass the 150 signature threshold, the amount needed for a petition to be publicly viewable on a site. The White House now plans to create a Write API that will allow individuals to collect and submit signatures from their own platforms without sending users directly to the We the People site. For those that do not need real-time data right now, the White House also plans to add a bulk data download option in the near future. Until that's ready, an incomplete sample data set is available. Once that is complete, the White House plans to decouple the presentation and data layers of the application and begin building a new, more streamlined signature process. So, really cool stuff that has come out with this API. I did a follow-up story during the hackathon. There were some things that kind of developers played with around the development of this API, some different programs and projects that were created. So I pulled out five of them, five that I thought were pretty cool, and did a separate story on that. So really interesting stuff. Great to see the White House really take on this open data movement, API, stuff like this. They're going to actually do another hackathon on June 1st as part of the National Civic Day of Hacking. In that event, the White House will make its GitHub repository open to the public. It's really interesting stuff. I know APIs were one of the things mentioned in the digital strategy. You're starting to see a lot more of them in government, starting to see different ways in the government how it pushes data out to its user communities, out towards the public. Really fascinating stuff. Really interesting to see how it goes and how really just fun to watch how citizen engagement is changing in the federal government, how the government is getting more hands-on with this and being more open. If you think back just a few years ago, none of this ever seemed possible or even really that likely. It's really been a fast push over these last, 3 to 4 years to make this stuff happen. So really great to see this API come out, and We the People is a perfect platform to try it on. Since its inception in 2011, We the People has pretty much, it's blown up. It has more than 200,000 petitions on it from 8 million users and has captured more than 13 million signatures. That's pretty much where there are 300 million, 330 million are people. So in the United States, so one in about every 30 people has signed a signature. So it's really fascinating stuff. I guess more people could have signed it, could have signed more than one. Maybe they signed 10 or 100, I don't know. But that's still a lot of signatures. I'm not a math person, so let's not go over that. But lots of great stuff from the White House. So that's all the things I want to talk about the API. Also have a great story from the Tech America's CIO survey that came out. I'll let you go find that on the site. Camille Tutti did a bang-up job on that story. So if you want to check that out, give some insights into things that federal CIOs are thinking about. Number one on the list, not surprisingly, is the budget. Also, things like mobility and cybersecurity are on there as well. So make sure, if you get a couple minutes, check out that story today. So I want to thank everybody for listening for FedScoop Radio. This is David Stegen. We'll see you Monday.